give you a lot of credit coming in on a Sunday, Baruch Hashem, and trying to harvest and sugya. I want to try to fine-tune a little bit of what we've been doing with regard to the various shittas in understanding this nature of the kinyan mashkin of Yitzchak. Yitzchak spoke seemingly shelo b'shas halva. That's what the Gemara sounds like in Bamitzia. Tosis uses that as a kasha on our Gemara, which applies of Yitzchak to a situation of chara b'shas halva, like the Russian that we're discussing, malveh ala mashkin. That's a kasha of Tosis here as well as in Gittin. And we began to explain what Tosis is saying in his answer, that really there are, you could say, two tiers. There's Rav Yitzchak's kinyan mashkin of shelo b'shas halva, when Beis Din is going to seize the item from the loveh. And that's what's called a kinyan gamur. Tosis adds in kedushin at shetifta, at sheyifta. And then you have from that an understanding of the nature of a kinyan mashkin that's given b'shas halva, which Tosis calls a shibat alim, or Tosis in kedushin actually calls a kinyan. And therefore, the nafgamina will flow from that with regard to certainly ba'yeroi, ba'yimatzei issues. Whose chametz is it? Doesn't have to be defined in the ultimate sense of who owns the chametz. But this quote-unquote shibud alim, this super shibud, would define whether it's considered to be, if the Jew has such a shibud alim, then it's enough for him to buy ba'yeroi, which is, we find ba'yeroi, you don't have to have the absolute kinyan. You can have, for example, achiv achrayis is enough to make a Jew chayiv. By Rabbi Matzei on a non-Jewish chametz that he has achrayis on, whatever the level of achrayis is, so to shibud alim, and simply the other way as well. If the guy has it, it would be considered not matzli for the Jew. So to gabi the inyan of shviyas not being mishamet, if it's considered not yelcha es achicha, but rather es achicha b'yadecha, you have it by you. That's enough, even a shibud alim, to view it as not subject to being cancelled by shmita. These are the words of Tosis. We know that the Ramban doesn't go this route at all. The Ramban says that the Gemara in Bamitzia that makes it seem as if Yitzchak is limited to a shalom shasava is rabdafka. At the end of the day, we can assume not that way. Shimon of Yitzchak is talking about all those cases. And we have Rashi, which we also tried to figure out where Rashi fits in this. Another issue that we began to discuss, and we'll try to put it all together now, is the question of whether the Kinyan Mashkin is going to have ramifications even for chi of onsin, that if something happens for ones, the malveh has to assume the loss, and therefore the lobet doesn't have to pay the chov anymore. Or as Tosis would hold, not that way. He has arrived in the Morba Mitzia that no, it's only Lugabe being a shomer sachar, but as far as onsin is concerned, the malveh is not considered like it's his loss, it's the lobet's loss, and if therefore something happens to the mashkin, the lobet still has to pay. And that's interesting in its own way, and we'll have to figure out exactly where that takes us in terms of relating to the other Tosfos that we started with, and also why Yerusham is Sachar. What's the Sachar that's involved, according to Tosfos? And how would that relate to the case of Kedushin? Right. So now let's begin, again, to retrace our steps a little bit, just try to formulate some of the problems, some of the possible solutions. For tomorrow, just in terms of understanding, we'll do the last Tosfos on the page, just Parshas Shmuel Tosfos, and start on the Rush. What the Rush is going to help us with is, first of all, the Hirhino question. Why do you need Hirhino for Maskanas HaGemara, if it's May Achshav? And we have different ways to go with that. It's going to take us back to the question of Achrayis, looking at the Sugya through that issue. And then maybe the Rambam sheet eventually from there, and then maybe back to Rashi and the Mishnah. Okay, so as far as what we have here in our Tosis, we suggested on Mahalach, which I subsequently found a little bit in the Stipler, in Kilas Yaakov and Kedushin, and also in the Rav's Rishimah Shirim Bamitzia. So at least we feel like we're going in a certain way, in a good way. You say it's an expression, if you're going on a glatta path, in a nice, good path, you'll find other people on that road. If you're sort of in your own way, you're probably lost somewhere. So if you find that others are thinking in a similar way, it's not going to be discouraged. You think, you know, you're unique. No, to the contrary, it's a good sign. So both the Stipler and the Rav have this formulation that we suggested within Tosis. Namely, again, they'll say it in their own way, but it's the idea, how does Rabbi Yitzchak's Kenyan Shelo B'Shas Halva allow us to view the Kenyan B'Shas, the whatever's happening B'Shas Halva in the Mashkin as a Shibud Alim? What does it mean exactly? So, I mean, the Baal Mor, by the way, also seems to say similar Mahalchus Tosis. Whether the Peshat is exactly the same, I don't know, but they quote the Baal Mor as well, saying that Rabbi Yitzchak is talking Shabbos Shavuot, and that allows us to therefore understand that also the same, there'll be something that will be different about a Mashkin B'Shah Salva. I wanted to say that, and here we're going to try to fine tune even further, but we want to say that what it means is that there's the kinyan of Shalom B'Shah Salva, meaning that it's a kinyan gamur, that it's totally nichnas rishus hamalva, that you could say in a certain sense that the Mashkin, the chob is collected, that's the kinyan gamur, except that the lover reserves the option of reversing that, of paying the chol. Now, we're going to have to fine-tune that. For now, we'll just keep it that way. Actually, if that was a key, the language of Tosis and Kiddush. That's a collection that's chal on the chol. When you take the mashkin, shelo b'shal sava, you've collected the chol. That's the kinyan gomer of Yitzchak. What that allows us to understand, as far as mashkin shelo b'shal sava, when it's a hamdalva, is that what the malva assumes at that point is more than just a shibud. It's a shibud out. It's a kinyan. But what is that kinyan? You can't say you're collecting the chol when you're lending the chol. Rather, what's happened is you are taking this mashkin and it becomes kani to you for purposes of being able to collect when, if and when the chol, the due date comes and the lover defaults. So it's a kinyan in the item to collect. We call it a kinyan legu vayna. Were I not to say that there's a kinyan gamur at that point, that your mamish collected the chov later, then you couldn't talk about a kinyan now legu vayna. But given that there is this kinyan of Yitzchak that's chal later, so now you can say that there's a kinyan now for that eventuality. Again, to show you that I found this ke'en zen in various achronim. I'm going to give you a language if you're from the Stiper and also from the Rav. In the Rishimis, paragraph is Simon Yutches and Kedushin, Meskilis Yaakov, Me'ata Shafi Yishuvayer, it's Magdim with the Shach, but Hadim Mishim Gav Yitzchak Amina, the Gam B'Shas Alva Aso, Olim Shibudo, the Vada, Mashkin the B'Shas Alva, Ein Ola Shibud B'Alma, right? Ela, the Me'acha the Oso Mashkin Atzmo, the same Mashkin, Kishiyagia Shaf Piro, the Halova Yisarev L'Shalem, O She'en Omar L'Shalem, Yehi Mashkin Zeh Konele L'Gamri, El Midrav Yitzchak who niknalom memela. That's the dinner of Yitzchak. Im ken gam b'shas halva aso kvar yesh lo shibud kaze shebehagi azman kiron yikna osa below gavan de beidina. Meshemachim shapir karina be meachshav shalachicha biyadecha umeachshav shalcha yateroa. You don't want to be shalom mamish. Even kabbalas akrayis is enough, and someone else's chametz. So therefore, he's saying that because of Rabbi Yitzchak, now we can say b'shas halva you have this such a shibud that should be agi asman piron yikna osavelo gavayna. So you got that now in the mashkin, which is still a similar thing over here in this in the Rishimis and Bamitzia, yeah, payoff from the base. V'nir levar deveyan again Tosis two tiers. He quotes a lesson on the Iri. Okay, so he says based on that. Quotes the lesson of the Irish that by Mashkin the Zimne the Kanele Lagami b'Drav Kidrav Yitzchak Umeachas Shekain after Shas Halva Yesh Sham Kniya Koshehi Lidvos Nimenu Es Cholvo. That's the lesson of the Irish. Umevor Midvarav Drav Yitzchak Chidesh Sheish Kinyan b'Mashkin Shlo b'Shas Halva. Now this is where it gets tight. The Apish Eni Yosh Eni Shlo Lagamri. The inner yachlis damish bo imkol zeh kon osa bekinyan gvir ubedome lekach chal nami kinyan ach kolus yoser weaker with mashkin b'shas hava shehu avishas hascholas hagvir. That was a mivinir derech zeloma ki b'shas hava kolus hamashkin b'miksas kidei likvos nimeno b'shas b'shar shalov lo yishalem. You hear these words. So you have a kinyan to be able to have that kinyan chazak. So it's a kinyan to be able to have that more intense kinyan. But it's not just it's a kinyan for that later ability. So he has this in the mashkin now that he'll be able to do it later on. The Eino Shibud Bialma. This is his point. It's not a Shibud. Ela Chalosh Kinyan Begufo Shel Mashkin. So again, now I showed you, some of the fellows during Seder. I have a Shimon Skop and has an essay called Kuntres HaShibud. Simon Zayin, Hahevdo Ben Shibud Lamashkin. Hahevdo Ben Shibud Lamashkin. What he's trying to say is, because what's a Shibud? A Shibud is a schus, a lien, but it's yours, but I have a lien on that. And a Mashkin is giving you a kinyan. So obviously that's something stronger. We call it Shibud Alim, a kinyan. Even this Shibud Alim of Shah Salva, it's a kinyan for that eventuality. These are the words. But let's now take a step further. Because now we have to see how this can square with the next doses. What do we have about the nature of own sin and Shema Sachar? So first glance, now let's start with Rashi. Rashi says that if something happens to the Mashkin while it's by the Malveh, so it's considered to be in the Shus of the Malveh, and the Malveh loses his Shus to correct the Chovna, because he has the Mashkin by him. And he assumes liability, no matter what, even if it's not his fault. This sheet of Rashi, Tosfos disagrees with, from the Gemara in Bamitzia. Yeah, the Rashi in Kiddushin is Mayrech, also the same way the Tosfos here is Makatze, but the Tosfos in Bamitzia is a little bit more. So it could be Miyasha Bekasha from Bamitzia. Maybe the Gemara could have asked this also, but the Gemara didn't ask it. But Tosfos has Kasha, from the Gemara Bamitzia. But what is the idea according to Rashi? What's the understanding that why is he chayav ba'on sin? Why is he liable for own sin? Where else do we find a chiv onsin? Two examples. By Gazlin and by a Shoel. L'chir over there, the Gemara Kedushin, some Ayin Beis, is Mashma. That has to do with the fact that Kohanah Shelo, by a Shoel, he has rights to use it. By a Gazlin, if he uses it, he doesn't have to pay for the Hanah he got, so even though he shouldn't have taken it, but meanwhile, there is a Kenanik Zela, and he doesn't have to pay for the extra Hanah. So this, the fact that he doesn't have to pay anything more for the Hanah that he got. So that's also why we can view it in his Rishus. And therefore, the Chiyav HaShava is still in place, not with the item, than with the money of the item, with the value of the item. How does that carry over to a Malveh who has a Mashkin of the Loveh? We're talking about Shelo B'Shasava now, right? We keep it simple, Yitzchak. Kenyan Mashkin, Shelo B'Shasava, it's in the Rishus of the Malveh for Onsin. What's the Peshat according to Rashi? Strange, right? Doesn't seem to fit with the standard. He's Rishonim Astis Kashas and Rashi. Like, Chora, watch the Birka Shoel. He can't use it. So, could be. It's a different model. It doesn't have to be the same model as Shoel. Somehow, the Torah considers to be in his Rishus that basically the Chov is gone. If the Mashkin disappears, the Mashkin gets through. There is a Vart that they quote here, in the name of Chaim. This is a Sefer that's maybe not familiar to everybody, but it's called Yonas Elam. Yonas Elam is a Pasuk in Tehillim, those two words. But it's named after a person, Nebuchadnezzar Young, who was in the yeshivas in Europe, I think maybe in the Mir, and he was from Minsk. And he had some chidushim of his own, and so they print those, and they print some other things as well in the same volume, but mostly his own chidushim is apparently a big ilui, and they put out a kuntres or a small sefer called Yonas Elam, pure lamdis, very very solid lamdis, and it's Simon Yudalev Mashkin Rabbi Yitzchak. So Vienna Minsker, they called him. I remember in Shiva they used to talk about him. You know those who remember him from Europe, before Europe. So this is a sefer Yonas Elam. It's kedai to have it. It's very nice. Small sefer. In this sefer, Simon Yudalid, he tries to say pshat in the inyan of Kohanim Mashkin, and specifically Shitas Rashi. So he says the following word: Kimosha Bir Hagrachzal Shitas Rashi the Chayv Onsin the Einom B'Din Shoel. You can't explain Shitas Rashi that the Chayv Onsin of the Malveh, that he's Chayv Onsin, and therefore the Chov has disappeared, is because of Shoel. Shari Kvar Amar B'Machamos. The Enkoanos Shelo, the Gamasa Lishtamishbo, the Ramban asked this question, Rashi. the Malbec can't use it. How can you say because it's for him to use, therefore it's in his reshus and he suffers the loss? Why should that be? He can't use it. El mai, something else. El hainu de behamashkin yesh lo hachov. You know why the chov is as good as paid up? If the mashkin goes liibud, it gets ruined. Because behamashkin yesh lo hachov. When the malva has the mashkin, talking about shalobish hasava, right? So he has the chov. And then he has, in the parentheses, some Yiddish words, which I'll hopefully say without breaking my teeth. In the mashkin licht der chov. In the maskin, licht means lies the chov. Licht is Yiddish for lies. The chov, in the maskin is where the chov lies. The Chaim's concept is that when he has the maskin, and this is going to help us, you see, we'll get to Tosis in a few minutes, but I want you to think about this idea, let it settle in your mind. In the maskin licht the chov. So when the malva has the maskin, he has the chov. Ukeshenevad avat chovah. And he says an interesting nafkamina between the chiyuv onsin v'shoel and the chiyuv onsin that according to Rashi would be by a malve who has a mashkin. Gam amar nafkamina din midin shoel haya din kishas shvur omesa. Then the chiyuv onsin that he absorbs is the value at the time that the onus occurred. That's how much the malve is, the show is responsible to give back. Let's say there was a depreciation in value from the time that he borrowed it to the time that the onus occurred. How much would the shoel have to pay back in value? Not the value of the item b'shas she'ela, but the value of the item at the time of shvur omesa, when the animal died, let's say. Avol fiat tam hamvor le'el, by a mashkin, the in the mashkin lik dechov, tali b'shas l'kichas ha'mashkin. This is how Rav Chaim took the Shita of Rashi. Okay, interesting. But it comes out that it's really a different model of Chiyuv Onsin that we would not, than what we normally imagine by a case of a Shoel or a case of a Gazel. But now let's think about Tosus. The Tosus says that the Chiyuv of the Malve is of Shom HaSachar. We'll see why Shom HaSachar in a minute. But not the Onsin. So here's where we have to start struggling a little bit in Svara. Because what did Tosus say about the nature of the kinyan of Av Yitzchak? We're talking about Shlo B'Shas Alva. Tosus Lashon, kinyan gum or Achiyif. So what does that mean? How could it be that if it's a kinyan gum or, so like, why is it not, how could it be not Chayvons? He has a kinyan gum. To make the kasha even more striking is what we said in the last shiur, that really said, according to Rashi, the kinyan of Av Yitzchak is only a kinyan of Guvayna. And, right, that's what we said, except by Hirhino, right, you can have it be less than that, or you can have it to be the same. If it's given al das, that you should be able to collect, that it's the same thing as a shas halva, where it's a kinyan of Guvayna. Remember that from Rashi? That was the Tosus Rid that we brought in, the Piskei Rid. But at the end of the day, according to Rashi, it's not anything more than that. Even Shelo B'Shas Salva. And yet it's a Chiyuv Onsin. And Hippotosus, where the Kinyan, Tosus calls Yitzchak's Kinyan a Kinyan Gomor, and yet it's not Chiyuv Onsin, only Shom HaSachar. Why Shom HaSachar specifically we'll get to? Where's the Schar? But like Manashach, why wouldn't it be totally in his Rishus if he's calling it Kinyan Gomor? So why are you stopping short of Onsin? Why would it be totally in his reshus? It should be his loss. He collected the chov. So in the mashkin licht the chov? No. Turn the tables on Tosus. He collected the chov. In the mashkin licht the chov. So the chov is gone. The mashkin is gone. The chov is gone. How can he have the loaf of pay in his own pocket now? Havana here. What's the pshat Tosus? Why is it that if the malve is kona kinyan gomer, as Tosus says, achi yifte. So he's got the chov, he's collected the chov. Now the mashkin, something happens to it. Says to the lover, pay me from your own pocket. What's the pshat? Why does the lover have to pay anything at this point? the chov is gone. That's Mashkin is gone, the chov is gone. Done. What's the havana? It should bother everybody. Does it bother you? No. Good. So I think that this is why we have to refine something in Tosis. And I think I have a Gemara that mamish, to me, the greatest giui on this new approach, this modified approach within Tosis, that I think has to be stated. Until now, the way we put it, and we use the Lashon of Tosis, we were guided by the Lashon of Tosis and Kedushin, and explaining what the Shibud Alam is. We were guided by that Lashon of Tosis Kedushin that quoted a Kenyan, right? And what was the Lashon? It was a Kenyan Atche Yifte, right? Since we find that Shalom HaShavah, it's a what? It's a Kone Mashkin. Shalom HaShavah, I'm sorry, since it's Kona, right, Kins is Kona Mashlin, Shobis is about Kinyan Gom Acha Yifte, Memela, Alam Shibude. What does that mean? Kinyan Gom Acha Yifte. We took that to mean that the Chob is paid up, but the Lover can do something to reverse it. That's how we took it. I think it's not correct. This Kinyan Gom Acha Yifte cannot mean that it's an absolute Kinyan, which means that the chob is collected, but the lover can do something and pay the chob. I think it's not correct. You have to say like this. And again, it's not a simple concept because I don't know if there's a parallel anywhere. The idea would be that the existence of the kinyan that the malveh has is very much circumscribed and defined by the chov. You could say in some sense the chov was collected, but the chov still exists. When the Yilove is paying, the chov is gone, because he paid the chov. It's not that the chov was paid already, and something can tell, you can turn the clock back. It's a kinyan in the mashkin, Keneged Hachov. It is a Kinyan Gomor. It's Chal, it's Nichnas Lurshus Hamalve. Because of that Chov, he takes on this Kinyan in the Mashkin. But it's Keneged Hachov. Suppose something will happen, the Chov will disappear. So with that, the Kinyan of the Malva will disappear as well. Again, this is why it's not so simple, because it's still a Kinyan Gomor. But the Kinyan Gomor is defined and circumscribed by the existence of the Chov. Now, why do I tell you I found a Gemara that supports this? Listen to this Gemara. I should have given it to you in the Makoros, but I'll read you the Gemara. You can look it up afterwards. Bava Kama Memtesa Mebeis and a Tosis there. Listen to this Gemara. And you tell me what you'll make of this Tosis. Again, this is the Tosis. Tosis holds Kinyan Gomor Acha Yifte, right? Rav Yitzchak. Listen to this Gemara. Amar Rabba. This is Memtes and Beis and Bava Kama. Here's the story. Mashkono shel Yisrael biyad ger. So a person borrowed money from a ger. Ger is the malveh. The lover gives him a mashkin. The ger, who is the malveh, has a mashkin of his lover. Umes ha-ger. Now, the ger dies. Uba Yisrael acher v'hechzik bo. Comes along another Jew and grabs onto that item that was by the ger, which was a mashkin that was given to him by a lover. Now, what's the normal halacha if assets of the ger, after the ger dies, they're hefker, right? Called kodem zacher, right? So here you have another Jew who's making a kinyan on the ger, on the mashkin that the ger had from Malova. What do you think? Says the Gemara, motzin oso miyado. We take it out of this person's possession and we give it back to the Malova. My time, kevan de mis le ger paka le shibude. Because once the ger died, the shibud is gone. Kachu Lashna Gemar. Zak Tosus, second Tosus on the page. Mashkono Shogir Motzino Samiyado. Va'afilu Mishkino Shalobashas Halva'asa. Doesn't say when this Mashkin got to the Gears. Yeah, so you could have started limiting maybe only Shalobash. Bishas Halva. What about Bishas Halva? What about Rav Yitzchak? The Tosus piles it all in. This Gemara, this statement of the Gemara, that person takes the title in the Mashkono Shogir that he had from a Lova, even if it was a Mashkin of Shalobash Hava, and even according to Shitasu, Rabbi Yitzchak of Kone Mashkin. Unbelievable. See, you want to limit it, limit it. Then he said, if it's Kone Mashkin, then it's the Gears, and then of course it's Hefker, and then of course you keep it if you take it. Afilu Mishkino Shalobash Hava. Va'afilu Lamanda Amar Balchov Kone Mashkin. Still, this din is a thing. Listen to Tosa's words. The al karchach ein lo ela shibud alav, kiven shahay yachal ifdoso hayisrael ulisalko bedamin. But both said, jump out of your seats here. This Tosas, Baba Kalam and Tess in the days, look it up. Tosas says, even if you say it's mashkin shlobachat sabah, even if you say bachop kona mashkin, nevertheless, motzino samiyado, the al karchach ein lo ela shibud alav. How can Tosa say this in one breath? He starts by saying Kona Mashkin, and he says a second later, Al Koch Engel Shibud Alav. It's like Shnei HaFachim B'Nose Yechad. It's too happy. You're backpedaling. But he's speaking two sides of your mouth. What is Tosa doing here? He starts by saying Kinyan Mashkin, and he says, Al Koch Engel Elo Shibud. If you really want to talk about this, what do you make of this Tosa? It's a kinyan mashkin, but al karcha ela ela shibud alav. We're talking shalobash hatzalva. What is this saying to you? Al karcha ela shibud kibush yachol doso. So the yachol of doso shows you that what I think Tosis means is the following: that the fact the yachol of doso, even though shalobash hatzalva, means that kinyan, quote unquote, that shibud alav, it's more than shibud alav, it's a kinyan. Achayivt is a kinyan that's defined by the existence of a chov. And if the chov disappears, if the shibud, if it's not going to be the chov, then the whole kinyan, the whole binyan falls down. This whole intense kinyan, it's only because yachal of doso. So yachal of doso is an indication that the chov has to exist in order for the kinyan to be sustained. If the chov is niftah, then the kinyan falls apart. And therefore, if the shiba, that's what the Gemara says, pakashibude, if the malva died, if the malva died, he doesn't owe it, and there's nobody, no yorishim, so there's no one that the lova owes money to, so whose is it? It's the lova's. So Rabosai, even with the kinyan alim, not kinyan, even with the kinyan of Abyitzchak, what do I see here? Who is the bailim on this mashkin? There's a kinyan mashkin in it, but who's the owner? The lova. So lemasel, when the lova pays the chov, do you think that the lova would have to make a new maisa kinyan to reacquire the mashkin because it was coming to the mouth until now? Absolutely not. It's not that the kesef of the payment of the chov acquires it. Not necessarily kesef by metalpin doesn't necessarily kona machokes. But the answer is he doesn't have to make a new kinyan. This item, this mashkin of the lova, was the lova's even when the malva had the kinyan of Abyitzchak. That's what I'm showing you. The kinyan of Abyitzchak with everything we're saying. That Kanakin, but it's not pshat that it's over and it's somehow something you can turn the clock back at Yevda. No. It belongs to the lova. And that's why, for example, the malva can't use it. The malva can't use it for his own use. The malva has a kinyan in the lover's mashkin. And it's a kinyan gamur at yifte. But it's a kinyan that's defined and limited by the existence of the chov. The fact that the lover can still pay the chov at yifte means that the kinyan is only a kinyan insofar as the chov is still present. And that's what Tosus would have to be saying here. That's the only way to read the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara could be talking about Maskin Bishas Halva, and then you could solve it that way. But Tosis wants to go on record and say, no, no, no. The Gemara, maybe you have to see if anyone learns differently, but Tosa says, even a Masin Shobei Sava, and even if you're Rabbi Yitzchak, this statement, Rabbi, is still valid. And this is Mamish the litmus test to our discussion. Not just a hypothetical nafkamina, if the love has to. What would be a ger hamalve died, Engel Yorshim, someone else comes in Zilcha in the Mashkin, do we take it away and give it back to the love? This is the Gemara. Does even you should, just with this process alone, it's a whole new frontier in this discussion. But the answer is Kinyan Gomer, yes, but Kineged Hachov. And the Kineged Hachov means that if this Chov is not going to be here, then there's no, then all that comes with it is the same. And I think this is now how we have to approach the Sheet of Tosis, where Chiva won't say no. Tosis says it doesn't go that far. If the Lova is item. The Malva is a Kinyan Gomer, yes. And from that I can extrapolate to Shas Halva, to be a super Shibut, a Kin Liguvain, as we said. But the Kinyan Gomer of Yitzchak is a Kinyan in the Lova's property. Kineged Hachov. So Lamasho, I'll answer another question with this that should bother us. Tosu says, you are Shomer Sachar. Right? Why Sachar? When a Shomachinam, we'll discuss soon. Shomer always means that you are guarding someone else's property, someone else's item, right? I have a kinyan. Kona Mashke, why do you call me a Shomer? What's a Shomer? Shomer, I'm watching something for you. But I'm Kona. If I'm Kona something, what do you mean? I'm watching for you, I'm Kona. What do we see in all this? The contradiction. It's yours. The etzim, who's the bayo? This is where Rav Shimon is struggling with. This is what the piece of Rav Shimon is struggling with. Ma ben shibud l'mashkin. A mashkin gives you a kinyan. The kinyan is self-defining, I think. It's a kinyan, kineged achov. I have something in this. You can call it kinyan. But the etzim, the bayos, is still the lovis. So therefore, from the perspective of the fact that the owner is still the lover, I can have a kinyan in something, and I can still be viewed as a shomer on that something. On both sides. Not an easy spara. I can be a shomer on that which is yours, even at the same time I have a kinyan. This is what I think I see in Tosis. I can be a shomer. Now, let's just end with this last piece of this. So where's shomer sacha coming in? Why shomer sacha? Shomer Sacha means that you're considered to be compensated. And that's why it rises to a level of Gneva Veda, not just Shomachinam. Where's my schar? What do I have in this? Where am I getting schar from? Why am I Shomer Sacha? That's what Tosa struggles with, Bamitzia and the Rosh and Kiddushin. So the Rosh starts by saying, and Tosa Rashir probably also, maybe you'll say the fact that I have security, that I can get my chov, I have the item. But the rest is definitely not good enough. Why would it be a Shomer Sacha? Because I have the security. Tafis Leha Agre. He says, no. Him came, we don't need Rav Yitzchak for that. If you want to imagine that Rav Yitzchak is what gives me the knowledge that you have a kinyan, because the kinyan of Yitzchak, that's why you're a Shomer Sacha. But what's the schar? That's irregardless. See, that wouldn't be good enough. So what does Tosef say? We spoke out last time, and the Rosh says it over here. That's what the Rosh here in Kiddushin is Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph. Tzarech Hadaktik, I might know you're Shomer Sacha. If it's a Kenyan Gomer, it should be Onsen as well. If it's not a Kenyan, even Shomer Sacha, you shouldn't be. The Ein Lomash, Zeh Scharo, Shotopes Mashkin, Zeh Lios Batuach Bechovo, they don't have Yitzchak for that. Mele Shomit have Shomer Sacha, Midavi Alumni and Davi Shomer Sacha. Someone's a craftsman to work for someone else to make something. It's a Shomer Sacha because Tafis Leha Agre, he has this for his... he won't have to surrender it unless he gets paid, so he has that advantage. He says, "Oh, vade gabi umen shayach dafke shayach haytayim shish l'schar acher shemistakli b'um nasa b'shul shemitpisas hakli hu betuach mischaro habisham esachar." That's over there. Aval b'halva imlo yovel yitzerchu mashkin. You can't say such a svar here. If I don't lend, I won't need a mashkin. So what? My benefit is that I have something to cure my loan. Don't lend, you won't have to need the security. That can be viewed as a schar. So what is the schar? Vada hanu schara. What did Tosfos say? Mitzvah, who remembers? What's the schar? That you can mekadesh an isha with it, you can purchase avad mekakos with it. No, there is the kinyan of Rav Yitzchak gives you something that you can now use it to be able to accomplish something you wouldn't otherwise have been able to accomplish. This kinyan of Rav Yitzchak, this inyan that you have a kinyan in that item, you can give that to him. It's considered the equivalent of kesef. That's the schar. That's where you're, therefore you're liable for gnei aveda because of the schar that you have. So vada, he says, hainu scharo, the kanevei lios mamonu kadesh of sa'isha, v'gidus bo avadu v'karkos, v'chei bish v'inuta. Infected Rosh, infectosis, but wait a second, why is that called a schar? You could have done that with your own money as well, had you not let? If you had money, you give the money to the woman. So why is having the mashkin after letting the money considered to be a schar that you have in this mashkin in kadesh isha? The money could have also been used in kadesh isha. What did Tosfos answer? What's the Rosh answer? In a chinami, but once he gave the money, b'shashenatlo, you don't have the money anymore. You don't have the money anymore. Now you have something in place of the money that you can mekadesh nishu with. That's good enough to go to schar. What answer? What's the other answer? That if you want to use chalipin, you want to swap it with something, money can't be part of a kinyan chalipin, but an item could be. So there's an advantage. You can use it for something to affect some kind of kinyan. If you want to give it as a suder to somebody to be makna something else, whatever, you can use it for a kinyan. So that's a schar that you have having the item. So now we have the following question, though. Two machokas, two tosfos. What type of a kinyan would be enough to be able to allow you to use it, let's say, to mekadesh an isha? Is it only the kinyan of Rav Yitzchak of Shul B'Shashalva? This kinyan gamur at Sheyifta, as we've now refined it a little bit, that gives you the ability to use for Kiddushin and therefore your Shama Sachar. But what about the kinyan leguvayna that we called of Shasalva? In other words, namely the following. A kinyan leguvayna Shasalva would be good enough for viewing it as your chametz b'yiroi, to view it as a chov that's esachicha b'yadecha, which would be subject to cancellation of Shemitah, that's clear. What we have a machlokas, Tosfos Kiddush and Tosfos elsewhere, Tosfos Gittin, for example, is the following. When the Gemara says, Kiddush and Daf Chesed Odeis, that if you give a woman a mashkin that you had from a lova, harei at mekudeshesli, you can affect Kiddushin, would that refer only to a mashkin of Shulo B'Shashalva? Would it even be a mashkin B'Shashalva? The Tosfos in Kiddushin thought that even the mashkin of B'Shashalva, which we call the Olam Shibude and all of that, that would also be enough to Mekadesh and Isha. That kinyan Shibud Olam, that kinyan of Guvayna, it gives you enough, that's also enough yours, Mekadesh and Isha, and then by extension you'd also be a Shomer Sachar. And Tosfos Elsu would hold no. In order to have enough to be able to Mekadesh and Isha, to purchase a Mekarkos, you have to have that level kinyan of Rabbi Yitzchak, of Shelo B'Shashalva. That would be enough to Mekadesh and Isha, and therefore you'd be a Shomer Sachar there. But what would for sure be enough by B'Shashalva is Lugabe, the din of Abayi Rabbi Matze, and the din of Malvel HaMashkin. That's all the Tosfos in are on the same page. Where Tosfos and Kiddushin diverges from the other places is insofar as the Gemara Kiddushin itself, namely, do you have enough in a Mashkin, in the Shibud Alim, in the Kinyan of Luvaina, that would that be you enough here that you can now give it over to the woman for Kiddushin? That's more Kiddushin in you to think about whether it would have enough in it to give you a Koach to Mekadesh and Isha, and therefore if you could, then you'd have also the Din of Shama Sachar. If not, then you would not be a Shomer Sachar in that specific case. Only by the Kinyan, only by the Shelo B'Shashalva would be a Shomer Sachar. But that's L'chor, the Sheet of Tosfos. But a Shomer you are, even though you have a Kinyan. Why? Because the Kinyan is only to the extent that there's a Chov, it's L'maisa, it belongs to the Lover. A new Kinyan the Lover wouldn't have to make if he paid you. And if the Chov disappeared, it was Paka, Ger Shemes, then nobody can take it because it goes back to the Lover. That's the L'chor, the Vart that we see in our Tosfos. And again, the irony is that Rashi never went as far as Tosfos, even by Rabbi Yitzchak's Kinyan Shelo B'Shashalva, it never became more than what? More than a Kinyan for Guvayna. And yet, for Rashi, in the Mashkin with the Chov, If something happens, the chov is gone. I don't think it's a contradiction. It's two separate issues that sort of, you know, overlap a little bit. Petosis, the kinyan of Yitzchak Shem Mizabah, is a kinyan gomar chayifta, which we said doesn't mean that it's mamish chal collection. It means it's keneged achov, the chov will disappear, the kinyan will be gone, but it's a kinyan gomar, which allows us to say that there's something else beforehand, but it's umaisa, for own sin, you're not going to be liable, but Shom Mizachar, yes, because of the schar that you can mekadosh an isha with it, but that's petosis. For Rashi, it's only kinyan gavayna at best, but yet that kinyan gavayna assumes a level of b'chay be'onsin. That's the way things begin to lay out. Obviously, there's a lot you could still delve into, but I think some of what we have is more of a clarity, hopefully, than we had before. If you ever want to challenge for yourself, you can always keep this as something in the back of your mind. I didn't go through it yet. I started a little bit over Shabbos, but the Shach, Choshemish, but Ayin Beis, Sivkat and Tess, the Yeshua references it, the Stakwit references it as well. Pages and pages in defense of Rashi. He feels that Rashi is for sure correct, there is a Chiv Onsin, and he deflects all the kashas of Tosfos in the Diyukim and the Gemaras. Long Shach, probably one of the longest Shachs maybe that you have. Choshemish, but Ayin Beis, Sivkat and Tess, on this Sif and Shulchan Aruch, about a Kinyan Mashkin. Okay, again, for tomorrow, the next toast was the small one. You got Ticha, and then the Rush, and the question of Hirhino. Just remind you again from last year, according to Rashi, right, the answer is, for the question of Tosfos, right, how do you compare Shalom Shasalva to the case of Agam of Shasalva? The answer is that Shasalva typically would be just Zichud Ram B'Alma, right, Zichud Ram B'Alma, except if the das is to give it for the sake of the malva collecting, it sounds like even without basin possibly, he's giving him a shush to go sell it, maybe. So then it has the same kinyan gavayna as a shalom b'shasalva, and that will be what we're talking about over here. Again, but why do you need, at the end of the day, in the case of the Mishnah, what do you need both me'achshav and irhino? That's what's coming up in the Rush to discuss also. Questions? Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll try to do, hopefully, in Glock tomorrow, okay? Okay, shkayach, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you.